It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Turning me on and turning you off.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Hi, and welcome. Nope, that's not the right sheet. Where is it? There it is. All right. Take two. Hi, and welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier from Odyssey's Nerd Talk. I am your host, Greger. While most of him might be cold, all of him has a cold. Ha ha! His upper lip remains warm. He's our skin squatch and your fur daddy. He's sick because of all that EDM 5K dancing he was doing. He's Brandon from the internet. Hey, buddy.
First of all, 12K. Thank you very much. Can I just tell you guys something that I felt really, I feel like we should probably do an episode every year for, the Star Wars Day on May the 4th.
Yeah.
And in light of that, I've come up with, I've come up with Star Wars Day names for all of you.
Oh no.
Oh, I'm in.
And so I'd like to start with our silent but deadly Gervin.
Gravy Gervin.
Gravy Gervin. He is Gravy Wan Kenobi.
Okay.
Gregor here is Darth Gregus.
You might remember that I was Darth Gerg for a moment, so it feels like this is my Pokemon evolution. Like I've my next form.
It's just the really big head that we talked about on Plagueis a while ago.
which one?
Sorry. Yeah, exactly.
really didn't need that, but okay, thanks.
It's not, you don't have a really big head, Greg. It's just it fits a really nice big gold chain if you. Siege, I dub the Darth Gator.
Oh, so wait, are we both Sith then? That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we got great. So, Gravy One Kenobi is the light side. You both are Sith.
Yeah.
And then mine is obvious. It's Brando Calrissian. So I get to play, I get to play both sides.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, screw you, first of all.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brandon. All right, so if anyone can remember this next May and remind us, or next April probably, that'd be real good. What'd you say, Gator?
Darth Gator. Yeah, I really want to draw that.
Well, get busy. You got your whiteboard. Let's go.
Yeah, I sure do.
I'm going to put a post up soon of all of Brandon's random drawings.
Now, he's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's our own Darth Gator and your meat daddy, preferably wrapped in batter. He's Siege. Mm.
Yes. Hello, everybody.
Yeah.
You all.
A lot of hot dog content coming from Siege recently.
Oh, my God. I've just been on a tear. I love those little, I want to say meat pastries, but they're not. They're not pastries. They're just meatsicles.
And here in Florida, they are, right?
I mean yeah. Like, always a little powdery.
Funnel cake is a whole different thing in Florida, I suppose. It's like a pancake rolled up to...
What do you think they put on the churros?
Oh, man. To Florida. None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, not even Gravy One Kenobi, our silent producer. But if you are, let us know what we get wrong and maybe even what we get right. That seems odd. Tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy, saxy things about either Siege or Brandon at nerdtalkplus.com. Brandon, a former saxophonist himself. Now, guys, Brandon, I actually got to give you credit because this week I started a new thing, and it like fits perfectly into what you're talking about. Darth Gregus, Darth Gerg, formerly Darth Gerg, is this week got my first CPAP machine, and so nice. I sleep connected to a breathing device, and so all I need is the hyperbaric chamber, and then I'll have reached my full potential. I am really conflicted about it, though, I gotta tell you. Nothing makes me feel more old than having that. That also looking at myself in any kind of video or picture. It also does it, but so I made content today. I went to go pick something up from them, and I like made content around the masks that you could have, and then I was like, I don't know if I want to share this. I don't know if this is what's going to get me laid. I think that this is what's going to get me, I don't know, AARP early or something like that. NAACP is the other one. Okay. <I'm not>. Anyway, yeah, so it's really timely that I want to be the one that has, like, you know, burnt lungs or something like that, okay? So
yeah.
Okay, well, man, cool. Oh, man. Great job, everybody.
Do you actually sleep better now? Were you having a hard time sleeping? Is that why you got the thing?
Yeah, I'm a snorer. Like, I snore. That's what that means, obviously. And And it like was bad, and then it got like something weird in my life happened where like stress and diet fell really like one ramped up and the other fell off, and then I became a really bad sleeper, and so I'm having 31 sleep apnea moments an hour. And
what?
Yeah, pretty wild, right? And so I did like the little home test.
What does that mean? Like
I stopped breathing.
You kind of die for a sec.
You die every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Then,
that's the 2 minute promise.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We actually went to break there, which is the best part. So that's, it was probably longer than 2 minutes, though, because money. Anyway, one break out of the way. Let's go. I mean, thank you to our advertisers. What happens is you're like dying, and then your heart sends a jolt out to the rest of your body to be like, hey, you keep going. And then your body kicks awake, kind of. And so, yeah, I was getting like really awful sleep. And then, of course, not enough of it. And of course, because I'm like a miserable, depressed person, then I'm also not, either I'm sleeping way too much or not enough. And a morning show host. So, like, at some point, I was like, I should probably do something. Either I should, A, I won't say, or B, I should like do something to feel better. And so I went to the doctor. And now I am. Feel like a geriatric person that is on machines to sleep. So Although I know that at least one of the rest of us probably needs it. I don't know which one of you. I'm looking at pictures of all of you. Sean takes a sip out of his drink. I'm thinking that's a deflection. Yeah.
Well, we all know I sleep way too much.
Or not enough.
Or not enough.
Depression!
Hooray, depression!
I do have some good news to help all of us feel a little bit better, though.
All right.
Yeah. Scientists were able to breed mice with...
We've been doing that forever. Come on. That's not, that's not news.
We're not talking all right, about everyone, what you do show. In your Way to go. Garage.
Way to go, mice. You did it. Literally.
Literally, yeah.
Scientists have been able to breed mice with brains that contain working cells from rats. They took cells out of a rat brain and made it part of a mouse brain somehow. I don't do science very much. I don't know how that's possible. But in one case, they created a mouse hybrid rat-mouse thing with like a brain that could smell food using rat neurons. And so, what's his name? Chris Pratt's character, Andy Dwyer, from Parks and Rec, will be stoked for mouse rats to become reality. I'm sorry.
That's not fair.
Anyway, it's just like a better... They're trying to figure out how to understand brain development and how to like do these types of surgeries and keep all the cells alive without them being rejected and stuff.
So that's like an important stage of brain development. It's just trying to figure out if you can get a mouse to have sex with a brain, and then if it does, then we're like, sweet, this brain can develop.
Yeah,
so wait, which
mouse semen and rat brains is like real good.
Okay, I was gonna ask if you could clarify, was it mouse sexing rat brains or rats sexing mouse brains?
Yeah, I guess someone would have to read the scientific paper on that to figure out. I think it's actually more like in a petri dish or something like that that they're mixing these things somehow. But it's not
quite like a mouse. All right, you're gonna have to bleep me on this one. It's not quite a mouse f-ing a rat's brains out.
Right.
Okay.
That's I don't think it's that. Okay.
Worth it. Worth it.
No, for sure. Yeah. The thing that we're missing the point here. The thing that I'm stoked about is that like this is the first step towards like a pretty cool chimera. And we know one thing about this show, it's that we want human horse combinations. This is a step in the right direction for centaurs, obviously.
How do we get human mouse tars? Is that what we do here? Does Brandon have sex with a mouse brain?
Do I?
As we all know, Brandon's been breeding mice for years. How does a human body get held up? There he goes to the whiteboard. He's drawing it.
I want to see mouse body and then top half human. It'd look kind of like a man wiener on a mouse, I think, is what it would end up looking like. If you think about it, like long torso with a head on the top of a mouse, I think it would be pretty perfect.
It almost looks girthy. Like a mouse coming out of a butt, but without legs.
Again, what Brandon's been up to.
Here we go. Oh, wow.
Oh, Darth Gator.
It's me. I like it.
That's Darth Gator.
Look at you with your colors.
Wow. When did you get colored dry erase markers? You've only had black this whole time.
I've had them for a while. I've just been waiting for the opportunity to break them out to maximum effect.
It's the voice, the colored markers.
Gator was the moment. Yeah.
A young girl in North Carolina kept crying to her parents that she heard monsters in her wall. I don't know if
it wasn't
you had
me.
Any problems with that. Any guys had any problems with their kid being afraid of monsters or whatever?
Not yet.
Yeah,
your kid's afraid of the guns in the wall?
Who do you think put the gun there? It was my kid.
I say this because the kid, I understand being a tired dad and like someone's complaining about something. I'm just like, just go to sleep. Shut up. I got like, I'm trying to die here. Like, just like, stop accelerating this. And so, that's one thing. So these parents finally, they were like, dude, you got to chill out. And then mom was outside doing something in the driveway. and she saw some hornets flying into the into a hole in the attic, their 100-year-old home that they lived in for a few years as a renovation product. And she was like, oh, that's not good. So they brought in a beekeeper, found out it was bees, and they were like, but they're not living here. They're just flying in and out or whatever. Okay. One beekeeper was like, well, let's get the temperature sensitive, what's that called? Like, let's get the temperature gun, the infrared.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they put it up to the wall, and they found a beehive, a colony of 50,000 bees.
Oh yeah, they're not living here.
8 to 10 foot long hive that they thought weighed over 100 pounds with honey and all.
Oh my god.
I don't even now.
Is a question, as somebody who's terrible at like estimating. is 50,000 bees a lot? Because like I feel like if you told me that 50,000 ants were somewhere, I'd be like, that seems like it could either be so many ants or it could be like just a normal amount of ants for a spot.
Okay, imagine you had to eat 100 bees.
Okay, imagine eating one bee seems like a lot.
Yeah, so now imagine 100 bees.
Nobody's eating these bees. They're just living in a wall.
How do you just doing say things?
If it doesn't, no, but I'm just saying if it seems like it's not a lot, just think about what happens, like how much it would be if you had to eat three. Okay, and then there was still 47,997 more.
I don't think, listen, I don't think that the way to determine if the amount of something is a lot is whether or not I can eat that many things.
1 minute of bees. Oh, great. Brandon dies again.
If you, like, if I was like, is 10 cars a lot? And you were like, well, imagine eating one car. Like, yeah, that seems like a lot.
It works.
Yeah.
10 cars is a lot.
It's twice the amount of people that were in T-Mobile Park for the Mariners game last night.
Yeah, see? Oh. That's a good one. Imagine if I said you had to eat 50,000 Doritos, and you're like, well, that doesn't seem like a lot. And then, like, you ate 100 Doritos, and you're like, okay, only
I feel like
49,900 to go.
Guys, I think I could eat 100 Doritos.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. I'm not saying 100. That you couldn't eat 100 Doritos.
Could you eat 50,000?
Like, it would be a lot of Doritos.
Doritos aren't bees. Like, bees are...
No, but it's the idea that you're like, that's not a lot of whatevers.
Like, no, I'm not saying it's not a lot. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. That's totally... Oh, thanks, Gravy. He says in the chat, that's a normal amount of bees. That's like a normal... 50,000 is a normal amount of bees for a hive.
No, you said...
5,000 bucks in honey, though. Oof.
In the chat, you said the hive population is 20,000 to 80,000. That's an awful big swing. That's either one T-Mobile park or four T-Mobile parks. I mean, you got to pick
four
one
Wednesday
of them.
Nights.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, man.
And let's not say there's 20,000 people on a Wednesday night.
I mean, I'm just trying to, like, support, you know.
I'm just saying that, like, if you had a bee for every piece of popcorn you had, that's a crap load of bees, man. If you're just trying to imagine how many it is, the eating it part is not the important part. It's the visualizing it part. That
okay.
If you had,
yes.
It makes it a lot easier to visualize if I said, like, eat 100 crickets, and you'd be like, hell no, that's a ton of crickets.
How do you eat an entire game? No, I'm just curious. Like
one player at a time, obviously. Somebody, one Indian guy at a time.
I've eaten a lot more dudes. This
Mark it.
Just, I think Gravy's note is very important to say that I could easily say, yes, I've left $1 million. It's like when somebody's like, yes, there's $1 million in this briefcase, and then you open it up and it's just like it's a regular size briefcase of money, right? Like, versus a 50,000 bees is like, oh, we discovered 50,000 whole bees. It's like, yeah, that sounds like a beekeeper or a exterminator who's trying to be like, whoa, you have 50,000 whole bees in your wall. It's like just one hive. It's just a hive.
Okay, well, so the point that you said was that, like, I wouldn't know if I saw that many ants. I don't know. If I'm sure beekeepers are like, yeah, pretty normal day of beekeeping.
That's what I'm asking. But, it's not, but, like, if yeah, I yeah. saw 50,000 bees anywhere, I would be terrified. Yeah. But if you told me that there was a hive of bees, I'd be like, okay, that seems normal. It's not like a ton the most bees of in the entire state of Kansas have all moved into this lady's rancher, you know, and have taken over the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's in Kansas, wherever it was.
Yeah. North Carolina, yeah. Yeah.
North Carolina is basically, that's the same thing, right?
Yeah, no, terrible either way. 50,000 bees only weighs 12 pounds, says.
See, not that many.
Okay.
So go eat your 12,000 bees in your
studio right now and see how many that is. I'm real mad about this. So the worst part is that afterwards the bees carried the child away, and now she's...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She's part bee.
She's future... That's how Beethra becomes the next kaiju.
At least the kid shut up.
So if Beethra is that, then her arch nemesis can be your friend Siege, Beefra.
Beefra. Are bees and beef enemies?
Beefra, the beef daddy. Oh.
Okay, I can do that.
Father of beef.
Father of beef. Darth Beef.
All right.
So what was the end of that story? What happened?
They cut a hole in the wall inside of the house and all the bees came in. And then they smoked the bees out and then they moved them out, I think, and that was the end of that or whatever. But the thermal imaging is really crazy.
That's insane. I would want to tap the wall and just start suckling honey.
By tap, do you mean cut a hole in it and
boil
it? Or like, I'm going to tap that ass. It's like,
I'm going to do whatever the hell I want.
Ow! It stings!
There's one left!
Now that's an awful, like, Scream the Movie type prank to have, like, a glory hole, but on the other side is bees.
No, I don't like it.
Oh, it's kind of sticky. Ow!
That's, what's the movie, what is that, Porky's? Is that what that movie was
called? Yes!
Oh!
That old,
the Canadian Porky's classic and the bee movie from the 80s.
Together.
Porky's and the bee movies. Pork bees!
Yeah, pork bees.
Little ham bees flying around. All right.
Why isn't this what we're doing with science? Instead of making the mice have sex with the rat brains, why aren't we making pork bees?
I blame science for sure for not consulting us.
God, imagine the honey from a pork bee.
That'd be like the sweetest maple hot
bacon.
Dog ever.
It's a honey glaze.
Maple bacon. Oh, yes.
Those are some bees I'd eat 10,000 of or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Now I'm behind eating 50,000 pork bees.
I should have gotten to this sooner. A little Star Wars tangent for you. I don't know if you guys saw the little teaser trailer for the new Star Wars Rebuild the Galaxy. It's Lego Star Wars Rebuild the Galaxy. Anyone see that other than Sean, who I know did? What happens, just roughly, is that it's, you know, like a Lego movie, only the Star Wars world got, like, dropped and everything got split up and rebuilt back together, only not correctly.
And we're missing pieces.
And so for years now, people have been joking and speculated that during Star Wars Episode 1, which just turned 25 years old, Jar Jar Binks was somehow part of the Sith plot to destroy the Jedi and overthrow the galaxy, and his bumblingness was actually just a ruse. Well, in the teaser trailer, all of a sudden a red lightsaber ignites, and it's Jar Jar, and he's actually Darth Jar Jar.
Yes!
And amazing, and I'm sure there's a ton of people like me that were like, oh, this is awesome. I like that they're leaning into the jokes, into that fan lore a little bit. The downside, some TIE fighters go flying by, but it turns out that they're X-Wings with TIE engines in them, which I think is hilarious. But the downside to Darth Jar Jar is that he's the pilot of the Millennium Falcon, and that's going to be hard for me to accept if that doesn't get resolved quickly during that film. Thoughts on Episode 1? Do we like it? Do we hate it? Where are we at with it?
I went down a ADHD deep dive into the kid that played young Anakin.
Yeah, Jake Lloyd.
Jake Lloyd, yeah. And It started with, I feel like that letter from Ron Howard that resurfaces every few years of him writing like a scathing letter to the editor of Newsweek or something like that, or one of the reporters at Newsweek, where he's defending Jake Lloyd. Basically, this lady didn't even watch the movie. She just heard about the performance of Jake Lloyd and wrote this big thing about how terrible of an actor he was when he was 9 years old. And Ron Howard wrote this big scathing thing about her, or to her, basically saying, how dare you? And then I was like, oh, man, I wonder what Jake Lloyd's up to these days. And it's not great, you guys. No. Not great. He's got some problems. And anyway, episode one, great. Have good feelings about it. Pod racing, the best.
Siege?
You know, I'm really into practical stunts and practical effects, and episode one had like none of them. So
none of them did, right?
Yeah. It left me wanting a lot. It left me wanting a lot. But for what it was, I enjoyed it. It was nice to have a new one at the time. And yes, as Gravy says, it's got the best lightsaber fight in it. And but yeah, I mean, the prequels are just not my thing.
Controversial take.
Yeah, right?
It's my favorite.
What?
Of the three prequels.
Oh, of the three prequels, that's... I'm with you there.
But. Oh, not of the franchise. Oh, God, no. It's episode nine. That's my favorite of the franchise.
He's full of...
now that we've gotten rid of all of our listeners.
Yeah.
Darth Gragas.
Darth Gragas.
I almost... Sean left. Well, that's too bad. Of the three prequels, it's the best because it had the most straightforward storyline. It just had too much bad kid acting in it. Like, I think that the editor of Newsweek was spot on, having not seen it, to be like, God, this acting is awful. Yeah, it was real bad. I mean, even Natalie Portman sucks in it, and she's, like, not a bad actress. And so, episode two was previously my least favorite of all the movies, and then nine came out. And, like, there's parts of nine I like so, so much. And then somehow Palpatine returned. And so that part is really just unacceptably awful, and J.J. Abrams should kick himself in the dick every single day. I don't know how you do that, but... figure it out, okay?
Ron Howard should come back and write another letter to J.J. Abrams and be like, look.
Kick yourself in the dick.
Kick yourself in the nuts.
Every day. No, dick. I want it in the dick, not even the nuts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
But I mean, I it's complicated because, like, the lightsaber fighting is the coolest. It's still shot on film, I believe. It was two and three that were shot all digital. And like the first time I saw a movie projected in laser was the third one, I think, or the second one, whichever one came out first. That was all that. Anyway, the first one still has some practical effects, but not enough, obviously. And look, I was talking to Gravy about this yesterday, but of all the characters left kind of unexplored or just given us a taste, I want to see Dooku and Qui-Gon Jinn as a animated series so we can see kind of how they towed the line on not doing the right thing or going to the dark side or whatever it is. I want to see all that. So anyway, may the Revenge of the Sixth on the Seventh or whatever it is for you. So.
I feel like the best thing to come from all of those movies was...
Pod racing,
absolutely pod racing. It was pod racing. Pod racing is the coolest. For somebody who is a big F1 fan, Greg, how do you feel about pod racing?
I can give... I have very straightforward thoughts about it.
I legitimately want to hear them.
It's one of the coolest parts of the film because there's no dialogue at all. Yeah. It's just cool race car noises. And once in a while, you hear the, what's his name, Greg Proops going, blah, 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 in the background doing his commentary or whatever. But, like, for that part sucks. It's all the fanfare around it. It's the kids being like, the wizard, and, you know, saying all this garbage dialogue and everything, and Jake Lloyd being a child that's trying to act these things out that has, by the way, no acting resume. Lucas just saw him walking by and was like, that's the kid I want to do it. You want to be in Star Wars. Like, what an idiot.
Are you my dad?
When did the check clear? I need more meth.
I would have used Ron Howard, but he was too old already.
He was already 60.
Yeah.
And so it's awesome because there's huge sequences where it's just like, that's all you see. And then there's, it's tense. And then, you know, then like.
They nailed the sound effects to all of like the
George Lucas, right? That American Graffiti thing, that whole like he's obsessed with the old drag racing and the old school, not muscle cars, but the old race cars and stuff, or the old like
the rat
probably
rods.
Like Buicks and stuff like that. Yeah, thank you, rat rods. And so
I feel like there's very few side characters that I can remember names of in a lot of the Star Wars. Like you get people who get so into the lore and they can remember every, but like Sebulba is always a name that I'm going to remember because pod racing was dope. Sebulba was the Verstappen of pod racing.
He really was. He was evil too. Yeah.
No, I feel like if we should always be grateful to Episode 1 and even the entire first trilogy.
This is how democracy dies.
Because Ewan McGregor actually was a good Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Except for in the show called Obi-Wan Kenobi, where it wasn't as good.
Yeah, which was terrible. And Duel of Fates is like the best song of the entire, I personally, I would say, of the entire franchise. So,
hey, remember that time that Anakin killed an entire village, like the whole thing, and then he went back and was like, Princess of Goodness, I killed everyone, even the children. And she was like, it's okay. Just wipe your nose on my dress. And then like, they were just like, okay, let's go bang and make a baby. Like, what an idiot. Anyway.
That's all you have to do.
Two babies.
Yeah. Let's go make two babies. All
right. Yeah. At the same time.
In a row.
I even really like the droids, the idiotic droids. I thought that was
Liam
funny.
Neeson's was in it. So,
he's great.
I mean, he was good. So, I mean, the longer we sit here and list all of the good things that we liked, the more I'm thinking, you guys, maybe the original trilogy was all right.
Wait, the prequels, you mean?
Sorry, the prequels, yeah.
The original trilogy.
Or as I call them, the original trilogy.
Porky! Greatest completed his great work. I love it. He's so cute. I don't think those wings are going to work, but yeah, he's so cute.
He's got to flap those things so hard.
I guess a bumblebee looks like that or something, you know?
I love the curly stinger.
Yeah.
Little cloven feet. Oh, that's nice. Good job, Brandon. That's really nice.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, well, do you guys want, do you want it to be Guinness time or do you want a couple fun facts? Which would you prefer to start with?
Oh, Guinness.
Brandon. Yeah, all right. Let's take the Guinness.
All right, everyone. It's Guinness time. Look at this new feature that I'm trying to start. Isn't this nice? So we talked about this a few weeks ago, and I'm trying to add a little more context more often to these things, but the Guinness Book of World Records Instagram is bonkers. It's like people... At first, I was like talking trash on some of these things. We don't need to know the furthest somebody has hollowed out a giant pumpkin and rode it down a river. That's ridiculous. But then I was like... Now, this is exactly what we need to know. Life is meaningless and stupid and awful. Setting a record for rowing a pumpkin down a river is the real stuff of life. And if you die trying, even better. Like, it's even better that's how you go out. That's the epithet I want for me. Well, was whatever guy, but he died rowing a pumpkin down a river. People would be like, that's all right. We'd laugh about it on this show. So I checked in for the last week's worth of records that were posted on this thing, and I'll just read a few of them for you right now. It's Guinness time. To start off real quick, one of the posts that caught my attention that is not a currently set record, nobody has broken the record for most push-ups in 24 hours for over 30 years.
Okay? Get on it, Gervin.
This is what I'm saying. Dude's posting gym selfies now, and it's like, well, if any of us is going to do it, then like we got to get him into the hunt for this. And he was in the military, so if anyone's brain is broken enough to do what he's told, it could, like, this could be the answer. Charles Servizio of the Vizio Corporation, Servizio, interesting, set the record in 1993 by doing 46,001 push-ups in 24 hours. And so John would be like, I can do it inverted with a weight on my butt or whatever. Like he would, that's what he'd figure out.
And belly thrusts.
I don't know why. I mean, he's like listening and right there looking at us. That's wild. That's... 40, like, see, how many push-ups could you do right now if I was like, I'll give you 45 cents per push-up?
Man, I had neck surgery just like 4 months ago, and that affects my shoulders.
I could excuses.
Probably I do five. Before that, I could probably do, I don't know, 50 to 100 in an hour.
Okay.
That's about
in
it.
In an hour, yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. In 24 yeah. hours, probably like 200.
I'd probably be burned out after that hour, but yeah. So maybe 150 in 24 hours.
Brandon?
That is one push-up every 2 seconds for a day.
Yeah. This guy just didn't stop.
That's...
What kind of push-ups were they? Was he on his knees?
With his wiener.
Oh.
Oh, that makes so much more. Dude, he made so much money.
He made so many mouse rats.
Yeah, $100 for every time?
No, I said 45 cents each time.
Oh, okay. Oh,
you meant if he was jerking off to completion like a previous episode. Yeah. Imagine if you had completed 46,000 times in 24 hours. Like,
yeah, where's that
a world record? First of all, what is the world record for jerking off to completion the most times in a single day? And does Guinness have the balls to put it in their book that they distribute to elementary schools across the world?
Well, it's definitely on their Instagram.
The balls.
Yeah, the balls.
All right. Other records that were set this week: the most trees hugged in 1 hour by Abubakar Tahiru of India. He hugged 1,123, which I really appreciate because that is the Fibonacci sequence. And so the first four digits of it. And so that's pretty cool. But also, that's a crappy record. Like, I mean, hugging is nice or whatever, but to hug trees 1,000 times? Dude, who paid for that? Does he have to pay for the judge to be flown out? Because that sucks. The fastest time to type the alphabet backwards, 2.88 seconds by S.K. Ashraf, also of India.
Wait, what are they doing over there? Just setting records.
The first might have actually been from Cameroon. The flag is so little on the... I sound like I'm a millionaire. Let me put on my CPAP and...
Put on your CPAP readers.
Hey, guys. Just to answer my question from before, the number's 31.
31 times to completion?
In a day, yeah. That's once every 46 minutes.
Oh. Man, that is... I guess
but
like
that's
well,
also
I mean, I'll go for
31.
It.
That's also just over $3,000. So, so <let's go.
laughs> paid for the vasectomy that I was working the pipes out on. That's what they tell you. Sean can speak to this maybe. If you, I might have just outed you. Is that okay that I outed you, Sean? Nod for me. I'm looking as a guy looking to get a vasectomy. That's one of the things you do. Is after 2 weeks, you gotta then start. You know, completing, and then
just
after 20 times, you fill up a tube and bring it in, and they check to make sure that there's no swimmers. And every guy's like, 20 times, I'll be done with that by tomorrow, or whatever. And no, because you've, you know, cut your wiener open, or whatever. And so that's cut your wiener off in Brandon's case before he bailed out. Okay, and so the fastest time to type the alphabet backwards, 2.88 seconds. That's like a Formula One pit stop, only without any tires.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Pork me! Brandon's completed his great work. I love it. He's so cute. I don't think those wings are going to work, but yeah, he's so cute.
He's got to flap those things so hard.
I guess a bumblebee looks like that or something, you know?
I love the curly stinger.
Yeah.
Little cloven feet. Oh, that's nice. Good job, Brandon. That's really nice.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, well, do you guys want, do you want it to be Guinness time or do you want a couple fun facts? Which would you prefer to start with?
Oh, Guinness.
Brandon. Yeah, all right. Let's take the Guinness.
All right, everyone. It's Guinness time. Look at this new feature that I'm trying to start. Isn't this nice? So we talked about this a few weeks ago, and I'm trying to add a little more context more often to these things, but the Guinness Book of World Records Instagram is bonkers. It's like people... At first, I was like talking trash on some of these things. We don't need to know the furthest somebody has hollowed out a giant pumpkin and rode it down a river. That's ridiculous. But then I was like... Now, this is exactly what we need to know. Life is meaningless and stupid and awful. Setting a record for rowing a pumpkin down a river is the real stuff of life. And if you die trying, even better. Like, it's even better that that's how you go out. That's the epithet I want for me. Well, was whatever guy, but he died rowing a pumpkin down a river. People would be like, that's all right. We'd laugh about it on this show. So I checked in for the last week's worth of records that were posted on this thing, and I'll just read a few of them for you right now. It's Guinness time. To start off real quick, one of the posts that caught my attention that is not a currently set record, nobody has broken the record for most push-ups in 24 hours for over 30 years.
Okay? Get on it, Gervin.
This is what I'm saying. Dude's posting gym selfies now, and it's like, well, if any of us is going to do it, then like we got to get him into the hunt for this. And he was in the military, so if anyone's brain is broken enough to do what he's told, it could, like, this could be the answer. Charles Servizio of the Vizio Corporation, Servizio, interesting, set the record in 1993 by doing 46,001 push-ups in 24 hours. And so John would be like, I can do it inverted with a weight on my butt or whatever. Like that's what he'd figure out.
And pelvic thrusts.
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, he's like listening and right there looking at us. that's wild. Siege, how many push-ups could you do right now if I was like, I'll give you 45 cents per push-up?
Man, I had neck surgery just like 4 months ago, and that affects my shoulders.
I could excuses.
Probably I do five. Before that, I could probably do, I don't know, 50 to 100 in an hour.
Okay.
That's about
in
it.
In an hour, yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. In 24 yeah. hours, probably like 200.
I'd probably be burned out after that hour, but yeah. So maybe 150 in 24 hours.
Brandon?
That is one push-up every 2 seconds for a day.
Yeah. This guy just didn't stop.
What kind of push-ups were they? Was he on his knees?
With his wiener.
Oh.
Oh, that makes so much more. Okay. Dude, he made so much money.
He made so many mouse rats.
Yeah, $100 for every time?
No, I said 45 cents each time.
Oh, okay. Oh,
you meant if he was jerking off to completion like a previous episode.
Yeah.
Imagine if you had completed 46,000 times in 24 hours. Like,
yeah,
is that a world record? First of all, what is the world record for jerking off to completion the most times in a single day? And does John? Guinness have the balls to put it in their book? That they distribute to elementary schools across the world.
Well, it's definitely on their Instagram
the
balls.
Page. Yeah, the balls.
All right. Other records that were set this week. The most trees hugged in 1 hour by Abubakar Tahiru of India. He hugged 1,123, which I really appreciate because that is the Fibonacci sequence. And so the first four digits of it. And so that's pretty cool. But also, that's a crappy record. Like, I mean, hugging is nice or whatever, but to hug trees 1,000 times? Dude, who paid for that? Does he have to pay for the judge to be flown out? Because that sucks. And the fastest time to type the alphabet backwards, 2.88 seconds by S.K. Ashraf, also of India.
What are they doing over there? Just setting records.
The
first time
I've actually been from Cameroon. The flag is so little on the... I sound like I'm a million years old. Let me put on my CPAP and...
Put on your CPAP and your readers.
Hey, guys. Just to answer my question from before, the number is 31.
31 times to completion?
In a day, yeah. That's once every 46 minutes.
Oh. Man, that is... I guess like
that's also, I mean, I'll go for
31.
It.
That's also just over $3,000. So,
paid for the vasectomy that I was working the pipes out on. That's what they tell you. Sean can speak to this maybe. If you, I might have just outed you. Is that okay that I outed you, Sean? Nod for me. I'm looking as a guy looking to get a vasectomy. That's one of the things you do is after 2 weeks you gotta then start. You know, completing, and then
just
after 20 times, you fill up a tube and bring it in, and they check to make sure that there's no swimmers. And every guy's like, 20 times, I'll be done with that by tomorrow, or whatever. And no, because you've, you know, cut your wiener open, or whatever. And so that's cut your wiener off in Brandon's case before you bailed out. Okay, and so the fastest time to type the alphabet backwards, 2.88 seconds. That's like a Formula One pit stop, only without any tires change. I can't type the alphabet backwards in 60 seconds, probably. I'd be too busy, like, saying
the alphabet backwards.
So, well, I want to see that kid do a Rubik's Cube. That seems like something. Maybe it's Senegal is the other flag. Red, yellow, and green could be Cameroon.
Is there a star in the middle of it?
Yeah.
Isn't that Ghana?
That could be Ghana.
Isn't it Ghana? Is it vertical or horizontal?
Ghana flag is red, yellow, green with a black star in the middle.
Okay, that's Ghana. Sorry to Abubakar Tahiru. I got that wrong. I apologize.
But I see why you thought Cameroon, because Cameroon is green, red, yellow, vertical with a yellow star in the middle.
Thank you. And as a new WHO supporter from the Seattle Sounders, I will always be a supporter of Cameroon. Until I forget that he's from Cameroon in like 7 or 8 years and he's retired and it won't matter to me anymore. Yeah. And one more for Guinness time here. The first remote controlled model airplane takeoff and landing on a remote controlled model aircraft carrier was set by James Walmsley. I feel like old Walms there should have done more than one to like make it a little bit harder for people to replicate that. There are a lot of green, yellow, and red flags.
Yes.
I imagine that they're probably African in nature because people break off from one another, and so you get started somewhere and it keeps going. Haiti is one. Okay, so that's not. But they're descendants. There's Ghana. Yeah. Interesting. Thanks for that, Griffin. There we go. Anyway, the Navy thing, it seems kind of dumb to me that they RC model planed off and then back onto an aircraft. That doesn't seem like it's a very big task compared to landing like an F-22 or something like that.
That definitely seems like he's just the first dude to have done that and thought, I should send this to Guinness.
Yeah, it's like the first person to think of it. That's my whole thing, is like coming up with records is probably like... Like, what's the most times that one podcast with four people can say the F word in a minute?
Ooh, like, ooh, ooh, I know.
Dude, let's get in contact with Guinness. I really want
let's
this
do
happen.
It.
We can send him a video.
No, I think they have to be
no,
part of it.
No, they have to be here.
They have to witness
it.
But if they have like a Seattle office or a Miami office or something like that, maybe we could get them to come in and...
Tell them that we're going to invite them on for a different record and be like, never mind, here's the record that we're actually going to send?
I think that they won't let you because they have the certificates printed out so you can like so they can get their social media credit for it. So
the administrative cost of accidentally printing out the wrong certificate is just too much for Guinness to eat.
Well, Brandon just wants to masturbate in front of him for 24 hours and see how many times he can finish.
I got 32 in me.
According to Sean, his record is 2,350 times in a day. So.
Where did you see that? That's amazing.
I think you meant
push-ups.
Oh, it's
for the push-ups,
but...
sure. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Sure. There was a bowl of milk under there. Oh,
that was spicy weaned.
All right, I got a couple fun facts for you, all right? Fun fact, first of all, you guys already saw this. From Nate Moore Bikes, I didn't actually Google this to confirm that it's true or not, but from his comic, which everyone should follow because it's the grossest and least mature thing that I follow. And I nice. Follow Siege, okay? Like it's
true.
At the last panel of a comic, I won't spoil the whole thing for you, but it says a blue whale can release over 5 gallons of per ejaculation. Now, if you were paid by amount, that would be a whole other thing. It's like $100 per, but if you go over the 1 ounce mark, you get an extra 48 cents per ounce. And he's like,
break that down by ounces. Who's got a calculator?
Now, what's the record for the number of times that someone's gotten a blue whale to ejaculate in a day?
It's for science, I swear.
Yeah. It's not what for it looks an awesome like. Not for an awesome fourth quarter prank I'm going to play on Holmgren or whatever, Andy Reid.
Whoa, dude. You were out with the whales all day today. What's that bucket full of? Ambergris? Yeah, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Worth a lot.
Whatever you do, don't drink it.
Turn it into butter.
Sweet, we just won the Super Bowl. Give us that bucket of ambergris.
Question that I asked in the somewhere, if you put ice into it, does that make it more palpable? You pour a Gatorade container full of whale semen ambergris and ice.
Okay. So you know,
let's recreate the word ambergris. Is there another word for like amber G or something like that? Is there like amber G?
Ambergris? Come
whales.
Yeah, that works.
Ambergris. So wait, this actually, we need to do some. I actually do believe that this would be some stoichiometry would be required to do this.
Tell us what stoichiometry is, please.
No. So
for everyone else, it's the conversion when you compare things from one thing to the other, when you're like, how many is that in, how many gallons to quarts or whatever, yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to add
that
to the Velociraptor.
Yeah. Tell us what an ambergris is. Nope.
Nope.
So you know how, we recently discovered that, being hung like a horse is the actual ratio of being hung like a horse is actually not that impressive. If you took the, you know,
worst genie wish I ever spent.
Yeah. So, but it does raise the question of is a blue whale filling up 5 gallon question of the week. Is the blue whale filling up 5 gallon bucket of with its cum per ejaculation? A lot? Is that a lot? Because, would you eat 1 gallon?
Let's put it to you this way.
How many teaspoons before you
ask?
That?
Before you ask, Greg, no, I wouldn't eat 1 gallon. 1 gallon would be a lot.
See? Is 1 teaspoon of whale too much?
Well, actually, you know what? Yeah, probably do it. I'd probably do it. Here's the thing. Come on. You wouldn't do it?
Definitely not.
Dude, I feel like if you went to, like, I just read a book, and it was written by a guy who's
got a stormlight sucked out of him.
Go on. Yeah.
He's run a lot of 5-star restaurants, fine dining places, or 4-star restaurants, whatever.
Oh,
and,
no.
And he's run a lot of these great restaurants, and I feel like if you went to one of these restaurants, I've been thinking about fine dining a lot, I feel like if you went to one of these restaurants, they came out with their like, in our final course of the evening is 1 exact teaspoon of blue whale amber semen, and you would, and it's a delicacy in many island nations. And then you would feel compelled to eat that.
Chime in at nerdtalkplus.com if you can give us a little
question
more
of the week. Would you eat the?
You would feel compelled to eat that.
But is 5 gallons a lot in ratio to the body?
I get it. It's like the barnacle has the biggest wiener.
right,
is a faux bucket full of whale semen compared to the size of a blue whale? Is it
yes, like ounces to pounds that a blue whale weighs?
Sean, now fill that up.
I mean, imagine, okay, that's a great point you make, Siege, because imagine if you fill that bucket up with just like the sink.
Gravy's gravy.
7, 8, 9 minutes just to fill it up, right? But we're talking about all at once, just one big, like
what is, it's like the Andy Reid celebrating the Super Bowl.
And if you add ice to it, it's going to create more mass too, so you're going to need a bigger bucket.
Oh, God damn it, I almost threw up.
Wow, you would do that at a 5-star restaurant?
I can ask.
Listen, so Brandon, let me respond to your restaurant question.
I bet you'd feel like an oyster.
Oysters are gross, first of all.
No, oysters are good.
Fine.
I want to hear it. Yeah.
But we were at like a really fancy like private table restaurant in Japan. And they served us like a 10-course meal or whatever. And one of the last ones was that they brought us cut in half. What is it called? Abalone? Is that the snail?
Yeah.
Or the thing in the shell that like the, they brought that out and you, it's alive and you cook it right there and then eat it. And let me tell you, I've never felt worse about my stomach than ever before than that. And it was just like, I can't. There's no way. I tried to do it, and it's like first, like, and it like moves a little bit. I was like, blah. Like, there was no way, dude. Like, as soon as I got the teaspoon to my lips, that jelly, left out all day jelly consistency of the whale.
What are you talking about? Oh, the whale.
How do you know? How do you already know what the texture is like, Greg?
I've never saved your before.
Well,
this brings us to the final ever.
This brings us all the way back to breeding the mice with the brains of a rat.
Yep. You guys want another fun fact before we go so we can pretend like we didn't just say any of the stuff we just said? Great.
Yeah. Do you get to bleep all of that out for the last 5 minutes?
I might just cut the whole thing, to be honest.
It was way longer than 5 minutes.
I'm leaving it, obviously. I can't be bothered.
Yeah. You'll find us next week on the Dead Inside Dads podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If this gets canceled, I get fired. Yeah, Dead Inside Dads starts next week. I found this really interesting. This is actually, I think, what Nerd Talk is supposed to be about.
If you
go to Mount Everest and you hike to the top of it, a feat of human amazement, also of timing, because you just there's like such a small window for people to do that. I think it's really impressive when people can pull that off. You leave your garbage everywhere, you crap on the side, there's a dead guy, you don't eat him because you're being polite or whatever. But when you're up there, you are at such an altitude that it is no longer possible to hard boil an egg. If you get to the highest point on Earth where humans can stand, the air pressure is so low that the water boils at a way lower temperature, usually at 212 degrees. It'll boil at 212. Up there, it's about 165 that it boils. And in order to cook an egg inside the shell all the way to being hard-boiled, it has to get to about 185 before it will do that. Also, if any of you are coffee nerds, to get a good cup of coffee, you have to get over 192 is the preferred temperature to get the coffee to release just right without boiling it so it doesn't ruin it, without being too weak so you don't just get some tea, basically, like some really watered down coffee. You're not able to make a proper cup of coffee at that altitude either. So next time you go hiking up there, make sure you boil your eggs before you go and you bring iced coffee, I suppose, or something. Wild.
What the hell do I want to go to the top of Everest for now? If I can't have a good cup of coffee where, you know, it needs to get hot so I can have a strong release, I'm not going anywhere.
I'm sorry that I missed this before, but Sean in the chat says, I have found so much whale ejaculate velocity data.
Ooh.
On Nerd Talk X. That's after this.
I'm actually doing some math on ChatGPT right now. Doing math to see is 5 gallons impressive for a blue whale?
So you're looking up averages of like other averages of other animals.
So there's 640. This is actually, I feel like I've discovered. You know how like people believe there's like a secret mathematic basis to the entire like to creation. You know, to all of the world and how there's like base numbers that are
numerology. Got it.
Is that what it's called? Okay.
Yeah.
So check this out. There are 640 fluid ounces in 5 gallons. Okay.
Yeah.
So 5 gallons, 600, which is the amount that a blue whale can ejaculate, is 640 sure. fluid ounces. A blue whale, according to ChatGPT and science, a blue whale is the largest animal on Earth, and it can weigh up to 200 tons, which is approximately 400,000 pounds. To convert this weight to ounces, you use the fact that there are 16 ounces in a pound. So 400,000 pounds times 16 ounces is... Do you want to know how many ounces that is? That is 6.4 million ounces. There's 640 fluid ounces in a 5 gallon bucket.
Yeah.
There's 6.4 million. So 640000. So I was just saying 0.01% of a blue whale's mass is how much is how much it 0.01%. So The average the volume of ejaculate for a human male is typically estimated to be between 1.5 and 5 milliliters. Let's give us the 5 milliliters number to give the humans the most fighting chance of
out-jing a blue whale. Got it. Yeah.
Out-jing a blue whale. So for a 5 milliliter specimen, we're talking about 0.169 ounces. Let's see, average average weight of a human male in ounces. It varies depending on factors such as age, height, and geographic. Yeah, that's why it's an average, you dingus.
Yeah, I don't want actual science. Just give me like something to work with here.
So, however, ChatGPT, as of my last update, the average weight of an adult male in the United States was around 197.9 pounds, or this is in the United States, so not global.
Sure.
So, 197.9 pounds, or approximately 3,170.4 ounces. I'm liking our odds, you guys. So if we look at that, we do divide 0.169 ounces into 3,170. Now we're talking nerd talk right now, you guys.
Yeah.
That gives us... oh, dang. Guys, blue whales are impressive.
Yeah.
We are talking a 1/5 of 1%.
So that whole time
at our best
that whole time that you were doing that, you said blue whales weigh about 400,000 pounds, and I just divided that by 200, which I just roughly guesstimated average human about 200. It would take 2,000 guys
at the same time
to create 1/5.
We made some ookie ambergris.
How are we gonna coordinate this?
I just want to see coordinate Brandon this so we doing all... this on the whiteboard like Goodwill Hunting.
The professor leaves this like some sort of sick professor outside the biology department.
Students work.
Siege, what you haven't factored in?
It's at the off place with the movies where you go in and the window goes up or whatever. Yeah. The whiteboard is there. He's the janitor of that place cleaning his, and he's like, oh.
He's all quick with the marker.
You haven't factored in that we all have to make it into the same bucket. Okay.
Oh,
at the same
time. I've
seen
time. That porn. Okay.
It's not 2,000 guys.
They used to have
okay,
more, but
is 2,000 guys a lot?
Well, would you eat one guy?
Would you eat one?
Now this one is a problem because we are also basing our math off of what some random pervert on the internet said, as opposed to the link that Sean sent us.
Are we calling ChatGPT a random pervert?
No, yes. The Nate Warbikes is who I'm saying is the random pervert.
Okay, yeah.
A blue whale ejaculates 400 gallons of semen at a time, says this post on Reddit.
What?
Again, wow. I don't know where they get this from.
400 gallons? Like, sweet God.
I'm just going to ask ChatGPT.
How many gallons is that?
Gallons of...
It won't.
Does a blue whale... It knows on average average amount of ejaculate from a human male. Does a blue whale... This sounds like the natural evolution of how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if woodchuck could chuck wood. How much
could a blue whale is of a... As well, could blue? Damn it!
ChatGPT says this content may violate our usage policies. However, still decided to give me an answer.
Just
tell me.
Oh come on! While the volume of ejaculation varies among different species, it's challenging to find precise data for the volume in blue whales. However, given their massive size, it's generally assumed to be quite significant. Okay.
Well, you can't fill a bathtub up with quite significant, all right? Like, ChatGPT.
I mean, 400 gallons.
Not with
how
that
many gallons
would
in my
be
bathtub,
quite significant.
Like, a swimming pool is like 10,000 gallons, right? Like, how much is 400 gallons?
What would 400 gallons fill? Let's see what ChatGPT says. Oh, it could fill. It could partially fill a lot of things. It could partially fill a stadium. It's like, yes, it'd be a fifth of a percent, which
point
is about
0.125
of my body's mass that I can. Time. It could partially fill a small to medium sized swimming pool. It could fill a large fish tank. Oh no,
that's a big fish tank, dude. I had like a 40-gallon fish tank. That thing was big. It was hard to keep. Do the upkeep.
Yeah.
Can't imagine it being 10 times bigger than that.
And then fill it with Man, your fish would be so mad.
The fish are already used to swimming in the ocean, and the ocean's filled with whale
It's like the octopus with the propeller.
I'm trying to make it feel like home for my fish in the little tank. So I need to get some authentic fish.
Hi, fish store. Do you sell whale? It's for authenticity.
It's for my fishes.
I need to get over to the aquarium and ask some questions.
All right.
Got an interview coming up.
That's how we end up on a list.
No. That's how I end up without a job. Like, I'm at Brandon's house.
I like that chat. Hey, you could live here. Would not fit in my basement.
That's all right. I'd figure it out.
All right. Why do you automatically put him in the basement?
That's because where Murder Bed is.
He's not wrong. See, he's not wrong. It's fine. I kind of agree with this.
My mom will be here this weekend, so you can't come this weekend. But
anytime I talk about that to the whale.
Sup, Mom? I'm sure she's listening. Hope
not
I make you proud.
At this point, she's not anymore. I'm trying to unmute Sean, and I don't know how to do it now because I lost the screen that I was on, and so
there he is.
I hear him.
He unmuted himself. I got to work on the permissions here for that. That's ridiculous. All right. Well, that means
Gravy Wan Kenobi has full use of the Force.
He's shutting us off.
Well, it's that time where we look back and reflect, and we ask ourselves, what did we learn this week? After all, this is a very heady show. Joining us is producer Sean Gravy Gervin, Gravy Wan Kenobi. Okay, what did we learn this week there?
I'm gonna keep only one of these. It was pretty hard.
That's what she said.
No, unintended. Brandon, he just learned he's gonna have to eat a lot of bees. He's just gonna have to eat an absolute bucket full of bees.
Yeah.
Not that same bucket we're talking about. Different bucket.
A bucket full of bees.
I want my bees to feel like they're at home, okay?
Yeah, and speaking of eating stuff, Siege, this is probably the cleanest one of the entire group, but your breakfast plans are ruined on the top of Everest, so now your trip's canceled. You're not going to go to Everest and have your breakfast up there with eggs and coffee.
That's what's holding him back. Yeah,
that's what's holding him back.
Yeah.
It's
the only reason he hasn't gone.
And finally, Greg, you're going to have to go to and organize the biggest circle in history.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Well, if you've made it this far, thank you for listening to this podcast. Obviously, this is the last episode ever, so...
Count me in.
We appreciate you.
First of all, real quick, do we actually know what the Guinness World Record is for the largest circle jerk in history?
Chat GPT. And
second of all, tagline of ever be more accurate than at this event.
I can't do that.
We'll get all the guys in the parking lot to help.
Hey, Trabajo.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.